I am so delighted to have you here. We have today the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, at the Hillsong London Carol. My first question is, what brings you to Hillsong today?
Well, I love Christmas, and the work Hillsong do is quite phenomenal. I work with Pastor Dan, and the work this church does is just inspiring. And I was keen to come along to celebrate Christmas with the fantastic congregation today. They've got three carol services here at Wembley Arena.
Yeah.
And there'll be more than 30,000 Londoners celebrating Christmas today. And so it's a good chance to me to come and say thank you, because the faith communities in our city, particularly the Christian communities, do so much from working with young people at a time when they've been distracted towards criminal activity, with older people who may be lonely, with refugees and food shelters, and I could go on. And so it's a chance to say thank you, but also celebrate Christmas with good Londoners.
I think one of the things you mentioned, and you've just touched on there, is the fact that you do visit a lot of different faith communities. And my question to you is, what role does a faith play in London? Because sometimes it's not so talked about publicly.
I just had the privilege of speaking to the congregation, and I referred to the commandment, love thy neighbour. And I think that's the golden thread that runs through all the major faith, which is treat others how you want to be treated. And one of the great things about London's faith communities, the Christian community has been doing this for centuries, and the other newer faith communities are now doing this as well, is making sure that they use their faith to do good. And so there are practical examples in our city of not just Hillsong, but others as well, doing amazing work in our communities. This Monday I'll be having my own carol service at Southwark Cathedral, and they do great work. On Friday I chaired a meeting with the Black Majority Churches, who do a huge amount of work in our community, from debt advice, from helping those who may have mental health issues, to those who are homeless and rough sleepers, but also being role models and mentors. And I think actually one of the great things that the faith communities do, particularly the Christian community, is they are role models for young Londoners who otherwise wouldn't have a role model.
I'm going to touch on an initiative that you started. I think I saw it yesterday in the press, the emergency shelters at this time of the year.
Yeah.
And again, obviously you mentioned about churches, but it's the wider, greater London. How can people plug in to support that?
Look, we are one of the richest cities in the world, and for me it's shameful that in one of the richest cities in the world we've got people sleeping rough, people who are homeless.
Yeah.
It can't be right, particularly this time of year when it's colder. And we remember the stories of Jesus Christ, who, you know, Mary and Joseph were told there's no room in the inn. And so it brings home the story in relation to 2,000 years later. And so there are very simple things that Londoners can do to help those who are sleeping rough. The easiest thing to do, if you see somebody sleeping rough and you've got a mobile phone, there's an app called StreetLink. You can go to the app and let experts know you've seen somebody sleeping rough, where they are, and an outreach worker will go and help them. There are other things you can do, which is donating to our charities. There are 22 fantastic homeless charities helping out. We've got, during the course of London, various tapping points called tap contact points. You can go to the website and find where they are. You tap the point, £3 goes straight to a charity. But look, there are lots of things you can do. Your local church is doing great work in relation to, you know, hot soup kitchens, shelters. And so try and find out what you can do to make life a bit more bearable this Christmas for some of those vulnerable in our society.
Okay, thank you so much. One last question, please. It's about young people and the knife crime and what the city is doing. And statistically, they say there's more churches than police stations.
Well, look, since 2014, violent crime across our country has been going up, including London. And with the best will in the world, particularly when they've faced so many cuts from central government, the police by themselves can't solve this problem. All of us has a role to pray. There's a fantastic African proverb that takes a village to raise a child. And I think all of us have a role to play, the faith communities as well. To make savings because of the government cuts, we've had to close down police stations, front office counters, we've lost community officers, we've lost police staff, we've lost police officers. We're doing what we can from City Hall to invest in young people with the new Young Londoners Fund, investing in young people, youth centres, wraparound clubs, supporting faith communities. And the churches do so much wonderful work in this area, including Hillsong, whose work with the young people and schools has been enormously important. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. And by the way, part of the solutions to the increase of violent crime has been provided by the majority of black churches, and I'm very grateful for their work.
Thank you so much. It's
Cheers.
An absolute pleasure to have
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you, you and your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Colorful radio.